Adventurers. I am your co-host, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Hey, everybody. It's your tallest boy, Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him.
Nika Howard.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Nika. And my pronouns are she, her.
Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
And Jennifer Deke.
Hello, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
We getting crazy on a Saturday playing Fiasco?
3, 2, 1, go.
So now we go back to Nika.
Okay. Okay, I want to do a scene with Eustace where we are getting out of town, and you guys decide if it's positive or negative.
Are there other towns around here?
I don't think it's necessarily like another town. I think that it's like maybe like Favorite's family bunker.
Okay.
Yeah. What if Favorite is
like that?
Is like an heir to the like. New Schwanstein like heiress.
Like, so you just have like bunkers all over the world, and this is just like your Antarctica bunker. Dumb. And like maybe they have like different like kinds of seeds there. Like, oh yeah, keep the like seeds for like
because the beginning of
sowing the plant.
The beginning of the thing is they like run into the, like the Swedish or Norwegian,
the Norwegian
crew. The alien is right.
Yes. Yeah. Eustace and Favorite are in the snowmobile going to the bunker. Favorite is driving.
Favorite has to drive.
Yeah.
Favorite blocks the wind, whereas if Eustace was in front, the wind would still pass through his mostly translucent skin.
Proving the whole thing is like, we're mostly empty air, the molecules.
So, Eustace, I was just thinking, I don't know if you know Kelvin. I don't even know what job he does, but that's not even important. Who even works around here besides you? I think you're the only person who does. But I was talking to Kelvin and he gave me this like little vape thing, and it's like so awesome, but it's making me feel like really cagey and just like I've got so much energy and I just need to like get it out and I don't know where to put it. And I just feel like a lot of it is getting displaced, and like I'm being like, I'm not forgetful because I don't ever forget anything, but like I don't know, I might have like maybe not like unlock the door or something whenever I came, and then like I don't know, I'm like maybe that's why Mike got shut out, but who's can tell. Anyway, so I was thinking if we get over to the bunker where we're going right now, then we can I don't know.
Did you say something?
Eustace. Kelvin gave me this vape thingy, and then it's just been making me feel really cagey and everything, and I just feel like I have a lot of energy and a lot of motivation, and I gotta get out and all of this stuff. But I need you to help me with something.
Of course. What can I do for you?
I need you to take the fall.
I can't fall at my age.
I've got a lot of pillows underneath you.
Okay, for what?
Well, I don't know yet. Predetermined?
I'm gonna do something.
I feel I've already hidden a body for you. What else could you need?
You know? I guess you're right.
Two bodies? Will that suffice? I've hidden so many bodies over the course of my life.
Are you taking the body to this bunker to hide it?
No, I left it in Dice Hardman's office. That's what he told me to do.
That's right, that's right.
He said, put it by the couch and do these Mad Libs. I did the Mad Libs.
That's true, that's true.
Fair. That's, fair.
Not, that's
fair.
Not what I heard, but that's fair. Now you say it that way.
So why we are here to this family bunker... You've helped me so much. Can I help you? Are you teaching? You're teaching me how to throw a body away?
I'm the old timer and you're the newbie. And yeah, maybe I have been teaching you how to.
I actually really do like the idea that you're like teaching her how to dispose of the body.
Yeah, okay.
But I feel like it should go negative for Favorite, whatever the outcome is.
Yeah, Nika, I agree with you. I don't know what the answer is, but I want it to go bad. Whatever it is, thumbs down.
So we've made it to the dumping tube. Be sure to only reheat the remains just to the right viscosity to get it in the tube. Too hot and it goes everywhere. And then you have to deal with the penguins.
That seems easy. I mean, what's the worst that happens?
Once one swarm of penguins arrives, then they call others. And once it reaches a critical mass, there's no stopping them.
Okay, yeah, no, I got this, totally. So then she goes over and dumps things, and I guess then you guys decide if it goes favorably or not.
Oh, we already voted no.
Yeah.
Whatever favorite wants is not what happens.
Yeah, it's like a pratfall, like Kevin James trying to put a water jug on a cooler and it's just spilling everywhere.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, but with a body.
Yeah.
I just imagine that this ends with favorite being covered in gore.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I'm going to establish between Ice Hard Man and Rosanna Christmas.
Okay, perfect.
We are in the, like, a VIP zone where you have to have like three different
the boss area.
Yeah, boss area. This three different key cards.
Zone.
We're smoking cigars and drinking Chianti.
You know that Rosanna's got some extra something in it.
Yeah, she's like,
you don't know what it is. Maybe there's more than one extra thing in
she's
it.
She's stirring this weird plant into her Chianti and like
she's drinking a pipe like Gandalf.
Okay.
And by drinking,
drinking a pipe like Gandalf is a thing we all say. Drinking, we do say that. She's drinking the bong water, and shut up if you judge her.
She's drinking the bong water, and it works for her.
And it works.
Okay.
As someone that has ate a nug at a magic tournament.
At a magic tournament. Okay. So, now, she's smoking out of a big Gandalf
pipe. Imagine we are doing that while, based on the previous vote, watching Favorite and Eustace just like fuck up the entirety of the bike Thompson situation.
I didn't think it was possible for someone to be so bad at this.
Yeah, I honestly thought
I just thought there was like an innate, you know, being a human being
right.
that would cause you to know how to deal with like, this.
It's funny, it's like a volleyball match between like Eustace being here forever and like I assume absorb some skills versus Favorite, which has none. So I thought maybe they would balance out, but look at them. They keep dropping feet.
Yeah, it's like a magnet against each other, but the wrong way.
Right.
They can't connect.
It's kind of impressive.
It is. Like, honestly, I'm pretty entertained. threatened by this.
Pretty great, yeah. But here's the thing. The board keeps reaching out to me. They gotta get results. Our science is absolutely fucked.
No, I know it.
Don't you know
it? I know. I see how hard you're working.
I'm the hardest worker. I asked you before.
You're working on it so hard, and no one is recognizing the amount of work that you're doing on the science.
Here, there you go.
Even now,
I blew some bubbles in your milkshake.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you put up with it.
Hey, I'm glad you said it, because I about was, because all these jabronis really get in my way. You know, I've been out here for quite some time. I came out here and Eustace was just practically spinning in circles.
I don't doubt it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they got along without you here.
Well, I've heard they fucked the right people. You didn't hear that from me, though. Listen, my mother was Greek.
Okay. So yeah, absolutely.
Don't judge me.
I can tell. I can tell.
Thank you.
I've got Greek friends.
Kalisperas, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
If shit hits the fan, do I have you in my corner, my friend?
And then she, Rosanna, punches his shoulder and is like, I can't believe you even had to ask.
All right.
I've been here for what? 11 months. Not so long in the grand scheme second of longest. Things, but,
second shortest.
Hey. And she, does a shoulder bump.
I spill my coffee. Fuck it. What?
You're an idiot, but you're the best boss I ever had.
So
isn't that right?
Is the vote that Rosanna?
Is Rosanna going to be on his side or not? Is really what it comes down to, right?
Yeah. That's a concise way to say it. So,
okay, is Rosanna? Yeah, is Rosanna on his side?
Is Rosanna going to be on his side or not? Vote,
Rosanna,
please.
Rosanna.
And I am singing that. That's a two. That's a two.
No!
Michael, I'll fucking suck your dick. I'll fucking suck your dick. I'll kill myself. If you don't vote for me, I'll fucking kill myself. Yeah, let's go! Nika, I've already moved past you. My hand's over you. I don't give a fuck.
He's covering it.
I don't give a fuck. All right, Nika? I don't give a fuck. Oh! No, Bachman, you already voted too early.
Is there Rosanna's on your side?
Yes, it's positive. I saw it moved on.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I'm like, he's on my team.
Right.
Like,
and we have kind of acknowledged that things are unchill. I don't think there's anything bad is going to happen. But that being said, we got each other's back.
Listen, I have your back. I know you have my back.
I have your back.
Do I think that things are going to be unchill? Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Have you seen this place? It's cursed. It's fucked up here. It's going to be bad.
And then you hear the murmuring in the distance. So I get a positive, and I'm going to, I'm going to take an undead positive. So Jennifer Elizabeth Cheek.
Yes.
It is your turn.
I actually, I'm going to resolve it and you guys set it up.
Okay.
Why Rosanna and Favorite would interact with each other, what the scene would be.
So Rosanna's seen all the security footage, correct?
Yeah, Rosanna has seen it and has it because I think that we ended up that Rosanna kept it. She did not delete it.
Mm-hmm.
She knows it. But she's still weirdly on the side of Ice Hardman. She's been kind of won over it. She thinks he's a good guy.
So lightly mixed.
He's a good guy. So whether that means she's fully on his side or she's like, oh, he's on my side.
Yeah. So you lightly mixed player knowledge with character knowledge on that little bit. Make it more fun.
But she would have seen, was there security footage at the bunker? Did we say that?
Yes. Yeah, because that's what you guys were watching.
Oh, yeah.
You were watching all the slop.
Yeah, the slop footage.
There definitely, I feel like, a talk between Rosanna, who doesn't want Hardman to get pinned for Bike's death, would be confronting Favorite with the security footage.
Yes, because she's, on the side. So she's, trying to protect Hardman.
Right.
And Favorite is both a Nepa baby and the youngest and the newest here, and she's like, you can take the fall, it's fine.
Yeah. And
The success or failure, I love, because it does not include ice.
No, it doesn't. Okay. So let's say then maybe favorite is just like in the like common like kitchen area, mm-hmm. like making a tea or a coffee or whatever. And Rosanna comes in to confront her.
It's a Starbucks. No matter what it is, it's a Starbucks.
It's a space Keurig.
I'll take a venti, by the way.
Antarctic Keurig situation. Rosanna comes up and like crowds into you. Like maybe you're like finishing up yours and she just like moves into the space. So like immediately, like as if like, how dare you take this long to do this thing? And she's like looking at you like you're an idiot for doing that.
Hello.
And she puts a decaf on it in there.
Ew. Decaf? Gross.
She puts a decaf on it. So Rosanna has like her arms like kind of crossed and is just like.
And the Keurig is like squirting?
It's squirting. Yeah. It's squirting.
Can I help you?
I mean, no, I'm all set. I have the second gear up, so you know. It's fine.
Oh, I wasn't offering to make you coffee. You're just standing very close, and normally people stand at least, like, 18 inches away from me.
Well, princess, I know that things are maybe different where you grew up, but I don't even notice, but we're in the fucking Antarctic, so...
I grew up here. I literally live in a bunker, like, 3 miles away.
Oh, I'm sorry. You grew up in a bunker built by your... billionaire family. Let me guess. You had a fancy refrigerator. You had a fancy hot beverage machine. You had all these things, right? Am I right? Are you kind of slumming it with us here?
I mean, we have all of these things here.
No. No.
We do. We have a squirty beverage maker.
Okay, well, technically, yes, but anyway, whatever. What I want to say is that I just want to make sure that you know the place here. You know, you may think because you came from a certain family that matters up here on the ice, but it doesn't. Anything can happen to you between here and the compound. You know, you think that you're important. But you're nothing here.
Wow.
It would take 2 seconds for you to be wiped off the face of the planet. So I just need to make sure you understand the pecking order. Here, you may think that, oh, Rosanna, like, how sad. She's been here for all this time. She's a middle-aged woman and she's, like, still in this station. That would be a huge fucking mistake because I'm here for a reason. I'm here because I choose to be here. And if you get in my fucking way, I will end you. And Rosanna, like, pokes her in the chest and looks at her, and her eyes are crazy.
You just wait. You can talk to me like this now, but I'm gonna find something. I can find something on anyone here.
I hate favorite, so I'm going to yes to Rosanna. Michael, do tomorrow. You're the decider.
You're the deciding vote. Ah! Woo!
I'm going to kill you.
Woo! He voted no. Yes, Rosanna.
All right, so what does it look
favorite
like?
Favorite wins. Favorite's got something on Rosanna.
Favorite instantly finds something.
Oh, yeah.
She's like scanning. She's scanning the internet.
an unaccounted for receipt. For some misappropriated funds, blows through the room.
Rosanna had a problematic Tumblr.
What if favorite finds the 1 kilo baggie of marijuana?
Ooh. Yes, yes. Now favorite has some dirt on.
Sure,
Rosanna.
All right, Michael.
That Rosanna thinks she's winning, but favorite has some dirt on her.
So lock that in.
Yeah, so I want to set up a scene where favorite is coming to Kelvin to try to win him over to turn against Rosanna.
Hey, Kelvin, I have a question for you.
Oh, hey, how's that vape treating you?
That's actually what I came to talk to you about. It's like really good, and I think we could really market this and bring it to
the father. Masses, to everyone.
Yeah, I think that we could do that, and I think that you could help me with something pretty big. I think we could do this, and then we could get back at that bitch Rosanna.
Whoa!
I know,
a bitch.
Yeah. She was so mean to me over the squirty Keurig.
Are you kidding me?
No, she was like yelling at me. She got in my face and a little bit of her spittle got on my mouth. It's almost like we kissed.
That's gross. What? Why was she? What is the problem? What's her problem?
Because she thinks I need to fall in line, but she doesn't know that I know about her marijuana.
Oh, you know about the marijuana?
Yeah, I know about that big kilo bag that she has, and she's gonna go down for it. And all I need are a couple of people on my side.
Can we vote on whether Elvin would be on her side or not?
I like drama.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down? I say yes. I want drama.
I need a team player.
So that's... You think I could end up with that bag of marijuana at the end of the day?
I think that if you help me out, I can get you a lot more than that bag of marijuana. I could get you like a whole factory of marijuana.
They have factories of that?
I think so. I mean, where else do the vapes come from? Like the weed factory.
Oh, no. Let me get you a different vape. And don't smoke that one. This is the one that you want here. Put this in your hand. We're friends now, so you don't need that other one anymore. You'll be fine.
He's got, like, Keith and, like, Diamond. Like, who even knows what?
We're doing dabs now.
He's got, like, a dab rig. It's, like, scary.
I need to know what happened to Bike, though. So, and you know what?
Ooh.
I'm gonna level with you.
Yeah.
I got into this game basically on the eco-terrorist tip. I don't think Rosanna's in it for love anymore.
You know,
she isn't terrorized anything.
An eco.
An eco.
In here. Eco-terrorism.
You know, Eustace mentioned your name. Like, it was literally just something he said while we were going to the bunker. He kind of just whispered it as he was... I think he was trying to breathe.
Oh, yeah, we have a thing. Hey, don't ride on a snowmobile with him, though, because between the cold and the friction, it's not gonna... Yeah, you can't help but finish.
Okay.
In case that wasn't clear.
So...
Alright, well, I'll tell you what. We gotta take down this bitch, Rosanna, yeah. Christmas.
Let's do it. And then we shake hands. Scene fade to black.
Was that a positive?
So you guys are against, you're against me now.
Kelvin Fahrenheit. Was that a positive or negative for you?
That was a positive for Kelvin Fahrenheit.
I hate Kelvin Fahrenheit.
But a positive as in you want to take down Rosanna Christmas, which is a negative for Rosanna Christmas.
Oh, that's a negative for Rosanna Christmas.
All right, Eustace Cornwald, final round.
Eustace wants to establish a scene between favorite and Eustace, where the objective Eustace knows the favorite went to talk to Kelvin. Maybe he just wants to see if Kelvin said anything about him. You know, I think it's just like if it goes, you
some
know,
of these can be just for flavor.
Yeah. Maybe favorite back in the break room and Eustace blows in the room like a trash bag. Yeah. I heard you went to see Kelvin.
Oh, yeah. He gives me these really good vapes. I'm going to talk to Father about having him, like, given a factory or something. I think he's really innovative.
Did he say anything about me?
Oh, you know, he didn't. But
we used to be a thing, you know.
Oh, well, he actually mentioned that because I said that you whispered, groaned. I don't really know what it was. His name on the snowmobile while we were on the way to the bunker.
That's what that sounds like. That's just how I breathe. But you're not wrong.
Well,
he left me for that slut Bike. But he's dead now.
Oh. Oh. Wait. So, I kind of did a good?
I mean, you know, you're figuring it out. It's okay.
But now that Bike's out of the picture, we can get you and Kelvin back together.
Oh, really? I hadn't considered that. If it were like 10 degrees cooler in here, you know what I mean? But did he say anything about me? Is he?
He said, "Ooh, Eustace, that's a person that I used to love."
Huh.
He did say that he's ready for what happens next. And that he's totally on board with whatever I think. So I'll just say that you're really cool.
Yeah. I was thinking we could do a... What's that movie? Say Anything? Is it Say Anything? Is it the... What's the one where he holds up the jukebox?
Oh.
I can't hold up a jukebox, though. So I would need your help to do that part.
I think I can be the arms for you. Let's do this. Let's get you prettied up and get you your man back.
Is there a vote on this one, or is this just
I mean, I'm voting.
If there is, I mean, I'm voting.
We got a quorum here already. I mean,
yes.
Doesn't matter what Tim votes.
Yeah, absolutely. I want this. I want this to happen.
Oh, thank you. You've been quite the protege.
He voted no. Tim's against love.
Tim's against it. Tim's against love. Michael and I are for love.
Tim said yes.
Tim just wants to get pissed on. That's all this is.
He's just a hater.
So the answer is yes.
What movie is that?
I think it is Say Anything.
Yeah, it's Say Anything. Fuck yeah. I got it.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
We are at the tilt. So
it's tilt time.
All of us should have two outcome cards. So mentally, figure out how much you have.
What do you mean by that?
So if you have a 5 positive and a 1 negative, you have a 4 positive.
But how do I figure that out again?
Click by deck and then scroll down. So Jennifer, in this instance, has 1 outcome positive and 1 outcome negative. She has a 5 and a 2. So you are +3.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have a +4 and a +4. I'm at 0.
I have a -3 and a +5.
+2.
I have 5.
But positive or negative?
Positive.
Yeah, +8. I got +4 and +4.
+8? Jesus Christ. All right. So Michael is definitely getting a card. So the other person that gets a card is the highest negative. Did any of us have that? I'm at 0.
Oh.
And it might be me.
That might be you then.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everyone drag out your tilts, I believe, and then flip it. So, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're the highest positive.
Yeah.
Pick the highest positive number that makes sense to you. It could be a 2. It could be a 4. It could be a 3. It could be a 1. It'd be a 9. Whatever one is cool to you, pick it.
I like someone or something survives against the odds.
Oh, I just picked back again.
So it sounds like I'm the negative.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to choose innocence. Somebody is not so innocent after all.
Ooh.
All right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
All right, Nika, go ahead. It is your turn. We're in round two. So we have plus two tilts. We have innocence. Somebody is not so innocent after all. And then, Michael, you said one, right?
I said somebody is alive again who we thought was dead.
Sure, I'll resolve.
Why not? So when does that tilt card come into play then? If it's not like...
Anyone can choose the tilt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So since Nika is the resolver, do we want to hear Eustace and Favorite talk about it? And then once Nika feels chill, she's like, this is what happened. Does that sound good?
You decide. How it ends.
Mm-hmm. Between
that makes sense.
Eustace and Favorite.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that.
Go.
Let's do it.
So the tilt card that is not in play is someone who's dead is not dead. And then the one you can see. So, and go.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about the bike and the bucket. Wasn't there a lot of blood for a man his size?
Well, I mean, I've watched a lot of anime and everyone has a lot of blood in them, so it seemed kind of normal.
I don't know what anime is, but I've cleaned up a few bodies in my day, and usually the blood is pretty minimal as it's all frozen in the body. But who's to say?
I mean, it looked like bike.
I mean, I'll agree with that. It did look like a huge piece of shit. I'm just concerned that maybe I cleaned up the wrong slop.
Do you think that bike's dead body is still out there then?
There's only one way to find out. And that's for me to go outside and get rock hard again.
And call out for Kelvin.
Kelvin. Please. We have more pressing things to worry about, but why did he mention me?
I heard him say it in passing.
You're not careful. I'm going to be rock hard at room temperature. But yes, I think we should take another look around the accident scene.
Sure. I would love to go do that.
Off we go.
And Eustace would.
I'm still waiting.
You're still waiting for what?
Steaks, I guess.
I'm not really hungry right now, but Eustace would. Just had an Uncrustable. Eustace would stretch himself out like a sail and carry Favorite off to the site.
So what happened?
I guess Eustace was having doubts about the amount of blood and things that he thought that maybe it was we picked up something else that died. So he's going to go look again.
Just that it is a pig that they took care of and the bike is really alive somewhere.
Hell yeah. So Nika is sick.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to bounce out. Yeah, so we need to excise Nika.
Okay.
Totally fine. So it sounds
we're
like
right around.
Favorite's dead.
We're going to make her be dead.
She's dead.
As we sailed off, as Eustace parachuted and carried Favorite off on the wind, Favorite would have lost her grip on the slimy, translucent skin of Eustace. Uh-huh. And maybe fallen down the pipe. I don't know.
Yeah, or maybe there's like a counterwind that brought you towards us. And then you just saw, like, Favorite go down on her disgusting, translucent, like, shoulder wings.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Big, fiery explosion, too.
Yeah, oh, huge. Huge, 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 huge. So, I believe it is now Ice Hardman's turn.
Hell yeah.
Ice Hardman wants to talk to Kelvin Fahrenheit. We are in, Michael... We are in the commissary. We are in the cafeteria. And we are chatting. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to include a weird rumor I heard.
Oh.
And then I'm going to include a second rumor. So I'm establishing I am not inherently telling you where I want this to go is what I'm hearing for myself.
You're just saying that.
Yes. Okay. So, let's say hypothetically that Kelvin, maybe you're sitting on the big couch. You know, maybe we have a big couch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I walk up, and you're looking forward and consuming whatever vice you consume, and I plop down next to you, and I go, "These weaklings, am I right?
These weaklies." What?
Weaklings. 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 Jesus Christ.
Every week?
No. No. I thought you were one of the good ones, and I was saying, me and you
are strong. Bike?
What?
Where's Bike?
Oh my God. That was so... Bike probably fell... Hey, look at me, you dumb bitch. Bike probably fell into a fucking windmill... And then
HR said you're not allowed to call me a dumb bitch anymore.
Hey,
are we voting for whether you can still call him a dumb bitch?
He
can't hit.
Last I heard, no, he can hit.
He can't call him a dumb bitch.
These are nice. Last I heard, Bike was HR. You stupid fucking idiot. And if you want to end up like him, keep running your dumb bitch mouth, okay? I don't give a crap that you've been here for like 15 months. I am so stressed. I am all ulcer. Do you hear me?
You know what's good for that?
What?
This vape.
I don't know about drugs.
Come on, man. All the cool kids are doing it.
Oh, the cool men are doing it? Okay. I literally heard that, like, Sweden Zone 2, like, sit on fucking SOS, but, like, when we called back, it was nothing. So, like, I'm trying to be cool, but that's not a big deal, right? Like,
or, Sweden Zone 2, like, the base?
Yeah, like, you know, we're U.S., obviously, and we haven't heard any more SOSs, so, like...
Did we get confirmation from them?
No, we reached out, and they never got back to us, so, like, legally, we did our part, like...
They're probably out skiing and shooting and whatever they do.
Yeah, probably, like, goose-sucking. They've been in Fog Law, I think.
That's right.
Alright, give me that fucking thing.
There you go.
I don't like that you're voting.
I was voting for him to give you that fucking thing, for you to hit the vape. But now you're doing it, so now I get to vote for something else.
Alright, so that's a great question. Do you want to chizette about that?
What do you need from Kelvin?
Michael, who gives a fuck what these other dumbasses say? I want Kelvin on my side. Let's take that broadly. Who gives a shit? It's not like, does Kelvin know that Bike's dead? Does Kelvin know that Favorite fell into a wood chipper? No.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? Is Kelvin on Ice's side? Ice wins.
I think probably Ice Harmon wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelvin, Ice grabs your shoulders and says, hey, there's a lot of people outside. There's a lot of people inside. There's a lot of people outside dead, a lot of people inside alive. What do you want to be, kid? Kid, what do you want to be? You on my side?
I'm...
Huh?
What? Am I on your side?
Yeah, kid, what do you want to be on my side, kid?
I mean... I guess, yeah?
I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. Jennifer. Your turn.
My turn? Oh my gosh.
You okay. Should give me back that vape.
I'll kill your ass. And I'll take a positive
card. I would like to establish a scene where Rosanna, Christmas, and Eustace Cornwall go out to check to see if... What's this?
Bike Thompson.
I was like, table?
Table? Table footman.
I knew it was an object. Bike. So I think that Rosanna brings the chunks. The chunks of Bike back. Because she wants to bring him back to life.
Rosanna's getting her hands dirty.
She thinks he can survive against all odds.
Bachman, I don't like this.
So she's bringing the chunks. And she's making Eustace help her carry the chunks back to the station.
All you got to do is assign it. I mean, you just fucking put in a ticket. Eustace will do it.
Sure.
Yeah, she brings the chunks back. She
in like puts a them sack?
In a yeah, in a sack.
I don't like it.
And then she puts in a ticket with IT so they can put it back together.
All right, Michael, what do you think about all this shit?
I think the next scene, are we voting?
Wait, yeah, we're voting. I'm voting what you vote, but you are next to the vote. So
I'm a big thumbs up for this one.
And what does your thumbs up mean?
It means that Eustace is going to help bring back the chunks.
Eustace?
We're trying to Frankenstein this.
Let's fucking go.
Okay. Like, see, good. It's
like. The scene that I would like to set up is that Rosanna and Eustace have brought the chunks back to Kelvin. And they would like Kelvin to help them reanimate this corpse.
Yeah, we're like, we brought it back to you.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah, that's the scene that I would like to set up.
All right, so you set that up. So therefore, Jennifer, was it? That's
no,
your turn.
I set that up. That was my turn. All
right, so therefore, I vote because
yes.
I'm not Eustace or
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go
and
ahead.
And I can't vote because I set it up.
I love you guys as hell.
Okay, so you come in, and Kelvin is crouched over the corpse of Favorite.
your slop, sir.
Quiet, I'm almost done. This will be my greatest experiment of all. There's obviously huge clouds of smoke in here. And he pulls a switch and lightning hits or something. And the reanimated corpse of Favorite, who is all... It's actually like an emperor penguin with the face of Favorite on it.
Do you have Bike's corpse as well?
We have what remains.
Do you have... I just need some chunks. That's all I need.
Your Gibbs, sir. And I hand him the bucket. It's that KFC bucket is like dripping out the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so hungry.
I wish I had that.
I'm so hungry. Stop.
The worst part is murdering the penguins for this, but what are you going to do? And so, I don't know, there's a two beds, a KFC bucket of viscera in one, and Emperor Penguin that's, I guess, dead in the other one. And I throw the switch. And I think it's just completely up to him what happens.
That is true. So, positive is... You know what? I'm going to go negative, and I think that the Emperor Penguin dies, but is going to enter a certain undeath. In front of me, I don't see...
No, I don't like that.
I don't see any specific cards. Maybe that makes sense, but I do know that we have a certain amount of shuffled undead cards.
Yeah,
therefore,
that's true.
I will say there is a undead Emperor Penguin who is bearing down upon you two and your hubris, if that is within my vote.
No! Oh no, my hubris. I should have seen this coming.
That's enough for me.
And it's like the penguin is being so brutal right now. Like,
my
golly. There's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
It's like pretty
it's
gnarly.
Smashing all the test tubes.
Yeah,
he's like slashing a lot, which you weren't expecting. Like you were
that.
Thinking he would be more like a stab, but mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's a slash.
I would.
There's a lot of blood.
I would assume it would be a stab, but it's a
yeah,
slash.
It's a slash. He knows. He's been trained.
Well,
Kelvin picks up Eustace and only slightly trips Rosanna as he runs out of the room.
You saved me?
Yeah.
That was nice.
That's so sexy. So the next person's turn is Eustace. Bachman tomorrow. Do you want to set up the scene or resolve?
I want to resolve.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah, fuck you.
I have no fucking idea what's happening. all right, so Damaro picked up Eustace, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you ran outside. Damaro, are you bringing Eustace out in the cold? What can we get a little extra? Can we get a little extra, my friend?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was just fleeing in terror and taking the one piece of ass.
Okay.
Well, what would Ice Hardman think about this? Would he be in with this whole zombie creating thing?
He would hate it. And I guess my question is, do we want to make it so boisterous that we're having like a screaming match? Or is it a situation where Rosanna sees Eustace run away while Ice tells her?
Well,
but it sounds more interesting if like Ice and Rosanna jump in front of Eustace.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Have we really like delved into the whole Rosanna and Ice having the manipulator and victim relationship?
I don't believe so.
And I feel like we should.
Yes.
So I feel like Rosanna needs to manipulate Ice Hardman.
So,
but in what way? Like, so to what end? Maybe I'm trying to be like, Ice Hardman, why are you even trying to save this station?
Right.
You're doing evil things here.
Yeah, what if it's like...
You should just blow it all up.
Not just as simple as letting Eustace leave versus like, I'm going to crash Eustace versus I'm going to kill Eustace.
Yeah, it's just like, you should just like, to like opt out of this whole
thing. Why would you kill Eustace?
Yeah, why are you trying to kill
Eustace? Because I'm a company man. So
and you're weird and stretchy.
And Eustace is like not doing what he's supposed to be doing hiding body parts.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty broad, but
I was doing what I was told.
I feel like Ice Harmon is just like trying to like hold on to any like authority that he has.
For sure.
I think Rosanna's trying to turn. Ice Harmon doesn't seem like he really believes deep down the things that he would need to
believe.
I'm
a good guy.
So, Rosanna is ready to manipulate.
All right, I'm ready to hear it. I'm in character. I'm looking out a window and...
No!
Harbin.
What's up?
You gotta be kidding me, right? Like...
Look at them. They're leaving. Yeah. That's my intellectual property. Oh, my God.
You're joking, right? Like, you don't...
Why would I be joking?
You don't believe that, like, any of this here is, like, worthwhile, right? Like, you know you're just, like... the guy in charge of what's happening here, and it doesn't really matter.
I put my hand behind your head slightly, and I make eye contact, like,
yeah.
Do you have not felt it? You've been here for over a year, if not longer. You have not felt the pulsing, the heartbeat of this strange location. You've not felt the energy here.
Rosanna like goes forward and like punches his shoulder down to the ground. Of course I feel it, you idiot.
Well, then why do you...
What do you think I'm doing here?
Then why do you think it's not a big deal that these jabronis leave?
Honestly, it's hilarious to me that you think that something as small as that would matter on this scale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they leave. They're nothing.
Hey.
They're nothing. I'm something, and I'm here, and that's why it matters. You... Maybe you're something. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Listen, I don't want to be a dick, but you're not anything.
No. That's cute that you think that. You think you're in charge of this little station?
Hey, no. Actually, I want to make sure that you don't think it's a big deal, but I don't think I'm anything either.
Oh, you're not. I don't think
we're anything. No. I think we need to have a basic functioning outpost here to stop whatever the fuck it is down in that hole, but you guys can't even follow simple fucking directions when a guy dies to sweep it under the table.
Listen, Iceman, you think it matters at all? Anything that you were just saying?
Of course.
The protocol?
Of course. The protocol is above all.
The protocol is. There's something deeper going on here.
I thought I knew the protocol.
No. Your protocol doesn't matter because I'm the one that's working with the person who knows what's going on here. And it's not you. Okay?
Cool. I'm sure you have no proof.
Rosanna is walking away. She's walking away as a power move. Specifically. She's like not even like that far she can go.
I pull out a... You know, I believe we're either A, vaguely in the 1950s or 40s. I pull out an 1820s bottle of rum.
What? Like,
it's a more beautiful tableau.
Okay.
You don't know shit about me, I scream. You don't know shit about shit. You know about shit about the entire research station. You don't know anything as I'm chugging a Jack Sparrow bottle of rum.
Yeah, I don't need to because you're not important in this situation.
I say, fuck you, put my bottle down, look at the ground, and then look up, and I'm slightly confused why I cannot find the easiest path back to, like, the habitat and stuff.
Whoa.
I do not know what you guys are supposed to say.
I don't know. I think it's like, who gets the last word?
Yeah, I mean...
Wait, was I not involved in this at all?
I don't...
They were talking about you at that point.
We were talking about...
Yeah, wouldn't I have had to be? That's fine.
I mean...
You get to decide how it comes out.
Oi.
But do you get... Is it positive or negative? That's what's important.
Yeah.
Sure, it's positive.
I guess you get to decide who comes out on top in the conversation. Is that what's...
Yeah.
He does get the card, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want, Bob?
I'll take a plus.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Okay. This is the final round. Okay. And I believe it starts with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been more confused in my life.
A few different ways you can go, you know. There's some subplots that have been thrown out.
Yeah. A handful of plots. I think I'm going to choose to throw out every single zombie-based plot. I'm getting rid of the zombie timer, and I'm getting rid of apocalyptic. We're going to stand here.
I thought that zombie timer was just a card somebody left out.
Like, this can't be.
No, I mean, Ice Hard Man is going to do a scene with Kelvin, I suppose. Previously, Ice has had the entire situation sealed up. But unfortunately, you dumbasses couldn't handle it.
I don't know about that.
So he has...
That's the wrong way to describe it.
That's the way Ice would describe it. So he would not like that. So as the supervisor and victim, I guess you'd say, to Izana, not realize that Kelvin is perhaps also an ecological terrorist. So I walk up behind Kelvin. I tap on your left shoulder, and then on your right side, I hand you a cup of chamomile tea. Sorry, that was so easy for me. Not a big deal.
How did you... Are you some sort of close-up magician?
Hey, is this your card?
It is.
Oh my... Yeah, not a big deal. Hey. I don't want to be a douche nozzle, but like... Hey, look around you, brother. Bike disappeared. Favorite disappeared. I'll tell you what. This is not a normal day for us.
No. You know what I'm worried about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried someone's going to kill me.
No.
And piss on me.
And piss on you? Hey, I wrap my hand around the back of your head and I put your forehead in my heart. I will die before someone pisses on you. No one's been getting pissed on, brother. All right.
Okay, because...
What? Why are you laughing?
Have you ever wanted to light someone on fire just to piss on them to put it out?
No, never wanted this. Listen, we didn't always get along, you know. We didn't always agree.
See eye to eye.
We didn't always, you know, play ping pong with the same rules, baby.
Mm.
But you know what? If you're on fire, I'm pissing on you, okay? Is that good?
Yeah, you bet. And buddy, if you're ever on fire, I'm pissing on you.
Oh, real quick, by the way.
Yeah, I've been reanimating
the
corpses.
The guy that's
cool?
Dead.
Nope.
What's up? You go first. I didn't say anything about
that.
No,
nothing.
No, you go first.
No,
you go first. I, you know what? I fucking insist. I'm not kidding. You go first right now. Or else. And he's holding a knife.
I've been dabbling with... There's maybe an undead emperor penguin on the loose.
Hey, and then he does a sick flip with the knife and hands you the handle. Look at me, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Take it.
I take it.
You just took it. Also, okay.
Stab.
No. Hey, listen. I get it. Much like the hit show Kingdom, you gotta keep a blade. And then, as he goes to stab me, I like move it. Like, don't. That's dumb.
Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna scooch, and I'm gonna tell everybody to like,
yeah.
I guess not do it. Whatever it is, we don't want to do. Don't forget me.
I'll never forget you.
You said it. Bye. I do a backflip.
Wow.
All right.
What do you dumb nerds vote?
For whether or not you succeed at the backflip? What are we
fighting? I don't know.
I gotta say, yeah.
Well, no, not just the backflip.
I think he
do
succeeds.
I warn people?
Oh, about the...
Michael, stop laughing.
About the penguin?
Huh?
And where are you warning people about?
Michael's always introducing penguins. That's not fair.
That's my thing, man.
Ignore the penguin.
But wait, no. What are you warning people about?
I cannot ignore the penguin.
I can't.
But you guys heard Michael. Michael, sell them.
People need to know.
People need to know.
Yeah. What do you know about
okay.
it?
Okay. It's not big enough. It's not big enough. It's fine.
Thumbs up.
I'm fucking kill myself.
Yeah, you stick that backflip so good.
So good.
It's immaculate. It would be a 10 points.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Everyone would agree. Russia, everyone would agree.
Let's go.
That was a 10 point.
All right, I'll take a positive, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Jennifer, I guess it's your turn.
Oh, no.
Damn, that did suck that you said you just ran your fucking mouth.
I don't. Okay.
Okay.
Well, so we've had some deaths amongst our group, so that we
kind of stalled out a little bit.
Yeah, so we have less people around that need to be dealt with. Okay, here's the thing. I know you just had a scene, Tim, but I feel like Rosanna would probably want to deal with Ice Hardman, though, because he's like the person in charge.
I mean,
yeah.
So I'll set it up. So Rosanna walks in to, I assume, Ice Hardman's office.
Like, yeah, and somehow my office is bigger.
Is big. Yeah.
And I'll probably have some like fucked up like colonial
colonists
art. I got some masks. I got some masks.
That are not in great taste.
I got pretty bad taste masks.
Yeah, some artifacts.
And then I'm like playing on my phone, like, and I put my hand up for a second.
Ooh. Oh, boss man.
Shush.
No,
shush.
I don't have to do that anymore.
Shush.
I actually don't have to do that anymore.
Gosh darn it, shush.
And Rosanna comes around and spins Ice Hardman's chair.
I'm Ice Hardman.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I'll throw up.
I spun your chair. I did it. It's too late. And blah, 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 blah. Rosanna holds a knife up to your neck.
No shit?
Yes.
Are you guys okay with that? Oh, are you okay with a woman attacking a man?
Yeah, are you okay with that?
I mean, I when given a chance to vote, I will.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So go. Yeah. So Rosanna has the knife up against Ice Hardman's neck.
Hey.
You.
Whatever you want.
You were so pathetic.
No, whatever you want. Whatever.
This is embarrassing. Hey. I thought that you were the big boss man.
I am the big boss man.
The station.
I'm.
And now look at what a little bitch you are. The second you get a knife's edge around your neck.
I'm not supposed to get knives near there.
As a rule,
I'm allergic to stabbies.
So you haven't been in a situation.
Why would I?
Where you were on the other end of a dangerous weapon.
What? Why? No, of course not. Hey, whatever you want, I'll give you upwards of $300,000.
I don't fucking care
about
the money. I don't care about that. What I want from you, I do want some things from you.
Okay, $400,000.
No. Shush.
Don't shush me.
Shut the fuck up.
You're nothing.
Shut the fuck up. And she covers her mouth. I want you to blow this station the fuck up. I want you to blow it the fuck up. Because it's fucked up that you're even here. You shouldn't even be here. You're disturbing the people who live here, the landscape. It doesn't make sense. You shouldn't be here. So do you understand? Can you understand what I need from you? I need you to blow this the fuck up. And I don't care what happens to you. You can live, you can die. I don't fucking care.
Mouth still covered.
I mean, I feel like, does he try to fight? Or does he... or does he succumb?
Do I? I don't like that. I hate you. Michael Dudemaro, you voted no.
Yeah.
So, do I get... I go bitch mode, and then I go, hey, first of all, if you deny your fucking state, you bitch. Whatever you want. I have no country.
Oh, no, the other way, right?
No, she pitched it.
So I pitched it. So do you want me to succeed in saying that?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do what I
you
want.
Said no to her. I heard no to me.
Yeah, I thought we both said no to her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he's not gonna go along.
Wait,
Bachman,
what did you say?
I said no to you.
To Tim.
Yeah.
So we're tied. Uh-oh. If we only had someone else.
Chat. Is anyone still awake?
Shit! Chat!
Stabby win. I like Jennifer.
I like Jennifer. All right, Jennifer wins.
I scare you. I scare you enough. You scare me enough. You go along with me.
Yes. So how do you see that?
You're going to set this place on fucking fire?
What? Where are we going to... Yeah. Hey, Dumbo, where are we going to go after some fire? Where's the fucking Antarctic, you dumb bitch?
Two fucking favorites, like, compound or whatever. It's, like, not even that far. It's pretty easy.
That is true.
So, what I'm going to need from you... So, I'm going to pack up, and I'm going to head that way.
I got stabbed.
And you're... Yeah, I know. You're probably, like, dying anyway, right?
What?
Yeah, so you should just, like, set it on fire, explode it, and, you know, catch up with us.
All right.
If you're not feeling good, well, too bad.
Okay.
That sucks. That's what I need from you. So, if you're good enough to make it to the compound, then we'll see what we can do.
Army crawl.
Yeah, he's gonna set it on fire. He's gonna explode it.
So it's, I guess, Michael's turn.
And I feel like I need to set up a scene with Eustace.
Yeah, hell yeah. We got some unfinished business.
Hey, Eustace. What's up, buddy?
Kelvin, I thank you for saving me from that dreadful penguin earlier.
Well, you're the only one left here. Willing to, do sex with me.
I'm more than willing, old friend. It's necessary to keep my heart pumping. It's because otherwise it's gonna slow down to, I don't know, fuck. It's cold out. I'm gonna die.
Yes. When we started this whole thing, I thought I wanted to burn this base down. And I think that Rosanna is doing that right now, Eustace.
Oh.
But now...
It's the only home I've had for 300 years.
Well, I've changed my mind for the sake of conflict. And now I think we need to save this place, so that we can continue our work to unleash the penguin horde across the entire land. Is that good?
That's... I guess, yeah, vote before I... answer.
Yeah, we love it.
Penguin death is good, actually.
I mean, like, listen, I think they deserve a chance to see how they work it out.
I don't care what Michael voted. I'd never vote against him, by the way.
That's fine with me. At the end of the day, I'm just an old man trying to get his nut.
All right. High five.
It's his hand. You tear straight through his hand.
All right. Michael Bachman.
This is the last scene, right?
Oh, my God.
It's all built up to this. I think it should be a scene with everybody.
Yeah. And so, Michael, you got a positive, I think?
Yeah.
Wait, is this because Hardman and Christmas are on the same side?
Yeah.
And now Fahrenheit and Cornwall are trying to...
Everyone's been on Christmas's side at one point or another.
Yeah, I think Christmas has mostly talked everyone into exploding the station.
I don't think I've ever talked to Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know that Eustace has talked to Christmas.
I'll kill you.
Does it have to be a scene between two people?
No, it can be anything.
Okay.
I think it can be multiples.
Well, I mean, because you guys are trying to blow this place up.
Yeah.
And we're trying to not blow it up, so I feel like everybody's involved in this final scene.
Yeah.
I think this is Eustace and Kelvin showing up to prevent Hardman and Christmas.
What are you fucking idiots doing? Why are you even trying?
Hey, not to be rude, but copies. You both have to get copies, by the way.
What?
Both of you got to get copies.
What are you saying?
Copies? They need to get the frig out of here. They're useless. Look at those elbow bones.
In that case, yes, you should leave. We're setting everything on fire here
Yeah.
Because the things that we're trying to do on this station
above your brain.
In case you didn't know.
Our work must continue, though.
Hey, look. What work, you dumb bitch? Yeah. You stupid bitch. This stupid bitch, there's more penguins here than you are.
Hardman, please.
Shut up.
I don't know what you're trying to do here, but I have one question for you.
What? Let me hear it.
Who the fuck is that you're with?
That's Rosanna.
I'm Rosanna Christmas.
I have never seen her before in my life.
I've been on the station for 6 months, and that's the reason? Okay, you?
Wait, did you not sign the correct forms? Because, like...
No, he just
kinda,
doesn't...
He is, I mean, he kind of, like, fuck
no,
you, by the way.
Shut up,
like,
shut up. Oh. It doesn't matter. He doesn't know who I am because okay. He doesn't pay attention. And that's why I'm setting this fucking place on fire.
Uh-huh.
Because it's garbage, it's trash, it's evil. It shouldn't exist.
Hey, Eustace, I'm on your side, but, like... It sounds like you did fuck it, because, like...
I've been here. How do you not know who I am?
Yeah.
I don't get
That's
up...
That's what I thought.
I don't get up above the third sub-level basement.
Yeah.
Rosanna Christmas does a super kick into Eustace's neck.
Which, if you can find it.
Goddamn. A lot of folds.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folds, but I hit all of them. I hit the folds.
You do, but it's kind of like it's kind of like if you were to you know, if like imagine there's a pool cover.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've been you're sitting on this pool cover, and then the supports on the sides of it break, and then you just get like wrapped up in this. Like big old.
You're saying that's what's happening to my foot.
Yeah, you'd do it, but like.
Okay, so this is a collateral damage. I get wrapped up in it. I get a little trapped in the skin.
Kelvin takes out a whistle that's shaped like a penguin.
Okay.
And he blows it, and no noise happens. But you hear waddling sounds, and an army of penguin zombies is approaching.
That sounds like a perfect place to end it.
We'll see what happens next week.
Next week on...
That's it. That's the end.
I mean, we knew that was the last scene.
I mean, it is true. It is. Shit is bad. It's not great here.
We do have an epilogue. I'm not entirely sure we can figure out our stats. Do you want to randomly assign people or what?
Yeah.
Okay. Bachman, you know what's fun? Children crying when they see me. Kids are smart. They know they are ruined. Person when they see me. I'm going to be haunted forever for what I've done. And all my plans are ending in complete and utter ruin. Is that good? Or
that is bad.
Do you like that?
That seems totally appropriate.
But are you saying that's just like what his end is?
Yeah, because I kind of like calculated both of his things.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so horrible to look upon.
That is true.
Yeah, children, that was a given. The children cry when they see me.
I mean, yeah. He's got to be... Oh, man, he's so old, and that's why he's very scary.
Yeah.
I will say this. Mine is worse than Bachman's.
Worse?
Yeah, because I was absolute zero.
Okay.
The worst thing, I'm probably not dead, because there are worse things than being dead. I'm going to take a moment and think about it and get back to you concerning what exactly the worst thing I can imagine is. I may ask you for advice. I think I am alive. You guys, like, do whatever you guys do.
Yeah.
I'm alive and not pissed off.
Not pissed on. And I'm frozen. He's stuck.
I think
you're just, like, stuck.
I hate it.
That sounds like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
You're alive and stuck and you're not getting pissed on.
I think Michael had a pretty high positive. It's unfortunate. It's true I've made some mistakes. Perhaps some various serious ones. But in the end, here I am. More or less whole. More or less not broke. A prisoner or dead. Let's agree to call that a win.
Hell yeah. It's my best fiasco ever.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
And I think you and Bachman are about the middle.
But what happens to me then?
You're dead, by the way.
I'm just dead?
Yeah.
I just die?
Yeah, you suffocate in the skin wrap.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I got it in front of me, but...
Rosanna knew she might not get out of this.
Yeah.
And that's fair. It was worth it. to destroy this this outpost mm-hmm. where evil was happening. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And I'm glad everybody died.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's been a decade, essentially, since we played Fiasco. This was a lot of fun, I thought.
It was fun.
Yeah, agree. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did it get a little off the rails?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It did.
Yeah. Well, we pitched it as getting, we never pitched it to be on the rails.
That's true.
So.
That's true. If you were thinking you were going to be on the rails, that's your fault.
Yeah. I'm mostly apologetic to David in the editing, but I knew this was weird.
Yeah.
So
no, we're
hopefully this is
we all had a great time.
Yeah. Hopefully this is a little bit of fun. We will be doing this soon again. And I say that meaning hopefully not a decade, but it might be. Who's to say? Thank you so much for hanging out. You can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. How about you, Jennifer?
You can follow me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Jennifer Cheek.
Mike Bachman.
You can follow me at the Mike Bachman, Twitter and Blue Sky.
Michael Dudemaro.
You can follow me at Thrifty Nerd on Threads.
Let's go.
What?
Yeah, Michael's a huge thread guy.
All right.
Not really, guys. Not really. Mostly on Twitter.
Not really?
.com.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll check you all out later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Supposed to be recording. Is that that's funny still? You can still make that joke.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.